In Paris today, President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron agreed to disagree on the major issue of climate change. But Trump did leave open the possibility that he'd reconsider his decision to pull the United States out of the multinational Paris Accord aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And Trump pushed back when asked about this week's revelations that his eldest son knew he was meeting with someone who was presented as a representative of the Kremlin last year, a Russian lawyer thought to have damaging information on Hillary Clinton that would benefit then-candidate Trump.
I've only been in politics for 2 years, but I've had many people call up, oh, gee, we have information on this factor or this person or, frankly, Hillary. That's very standard in politics. Politics is not the nicest business in the world, but it's very standard where they have information and you take the information.
Joining us now with more is Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead politics editor. And Domenico, let me ask you, the president also said that he thinks most people in politics would have taken the meeting. What do you make of what the president said today?
Yeah, that's a tough thing to defend. It's hard for someone to say that that's a meeting most people would have taken. It's surprising in some respects that the president is choosing to go on at length about this, talking about his son and defending him, when it's really not standard in politics. I mean, he could ask any of the campaign veterans of his own White House, you know, who have been around the block a couple times, whether or not they would have taken that meeting, and they probably would have told him no and that they would have looked into it. And there's also the point here where President Trump says that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, walked out immediately. Doesn't that raise a red flag for the president and saying to maybe Jared Kushner, why did you walk out? Did you think there was something untoward happening here? Why was Paul Manafort, his campaign chairman, on his phone the entire time, seeming to suggest that there was something that made him uncomfortable about this meeting as well? So, yeah, that's not a defense that's going to have a lot of legs.
Interesting. Well, I mean, just give me a quick sense as to where this stands now in the United States, because are Donald Trump Jr. or Paul Manafort, since you mentioned him, former Trump campaign manager, will they be testifying before Congress at all?
Well, we know Paul Manafort is potentially the subject of at least discussions with the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's probably somebody who the Robert Mueller investigation is looking into. And Robert Mueller is the special counsel working within the Justice Department with some degree of independence and gathering a lot of tough attorneys who are looking into what collaboration or potential collaboration that there was between the Trump campaign and Russia. There was also today we learned that Chuck Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has sent a letter to Donald Trump Jr. asking him to testify in an open hearing as early as next week, and said that he would use subpoena power if necessary to have him come in and talk.
Well, back in Paris today, French President Emmanuel Macron, who in the past has been much more vocal than President Trump in his criticism of Russia, he said that his election or his campaign was also hacked by the Russians during the French election. He said that the Russians wanted his opponent to win. And again, President Macron brought that up today.
We have a lot of disagreements. We have a lot of discrepancies, obviously, with Russia. But in the current environment, especially in the Middle East, it's a necessity to work together, to exchange information, to share disagreements, and to try to build solutions.
Domenico, is that Macron sort of extending the hand of information cooperation with President Trump, and how did Trump respond?
Well, you know, I think the United States and France and the United Kingdom, you know, and Germany, these are four very strong allies who do intelligence share. And that wouldn't at all be surprising if the United States and France and Germany and Western allies would share information. It is difficult to see the United States wanting to potentially set up some kind of cybersecurity unit with Russia, as Donald Trump had floated earlier this week and then took back when he realized that that was a bad idea, or at least saw the backlash to that idea, that despite the fact that his Treasury Secretary went on national television on the Sunday show to defend that idea. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on here behind the scenes. You've got Macron, who was hacked himself, his campaign. He was not the chosen candidate of Russia the way Donald Trump was here in the United States.
Domenico, in the last couple seconds that we have, it seems surprising that the president left open the possibility that he'd reconsider his opinion on Paris, the climate accords?
Well, look, President Trump is apt to work on those personal relationships. We saw that Macron has rolled out the red carpet for Donald Trump, and perhaps that's one way that he could extend an olive branch. But it would be surprising if he re-entered Paris.
Domenico Montanaro, thank you so much.
Thank you.